And hello, and welcome to Power Hour now 268. 268 is this one? That's a lot of water under the bridge. It's 268 hours we've done of Power Hours from every conceivable topic. So we got that. Let me give you the outline of the show and go get the presentation here loaded just so it's ready to go when we're ready. So normally what we do is we do the first half hour. So at the bottom of the hour, I'll do everything up to then. Then we take a break about 5 minutes. I'll introduce some things to you. Everything that I talk about or that is important is going to be in the chat. So the Wings credit will also be in the chat near the end of the show. So it won't be there until near the end, but you can click onto that. And then when you click onto it, you've got to leave your email, I believe your name. And we automate all this stuff. So basically, we make a big spreadsheet out of it, and that gets uploaded to the FA. So we don't have to do this individually. That's why we do it like that. So that's the only way you can get Wings credit is by clicking that link, which you'll find in the chat. So that's that. And today's topic is going to be you're planning to get basically your first cross-country flight using 4Flight. And we're going to kind of tear into that. I'm going to show you some things within the 4Flight subscription at Performance Plus level that probably after I show it to you, I think 4Flight is going to make some money today, because I always encourage people to get 4Flight at the highest level subscription if you're teaching with it. Now, if you're just flying with it, you may not need that, but well, it could be. Well, I'll show you, and then you can decide, right? So you're going to get a tour of the more advanced features of 4Flight and some of the things that it can do that maybe you didn't know. So that's going to be the structure of it. So I put together a presentation. It's around 20 of these slides, and it basically is going to regroup, talk about or state again what I'm going to tell you. So my dilemma when I thought about how to do this presentation was, do I just step to the presentation first quickly, or do I just go straight to the iPad and use the presentation as a wrap up? That was my thing. So I think what I can do is I think I can step through it. And first, so you have a basis, and say, don't pay attention to all the details. So don't try to follow through. People, if you try to follow along with your iPad, you're just going to get lost, probably. Now, there may be a particular feature, because what happens is this is why you have to watch people when you teach them. When you're teaching people, you have to see what they're doing. Because a lot of people, they're not content unless they're reading exactly what you're saying at the same time, they're making notes about things you just talked about, not what you're talking about now. So you have to be careful that you don't give new information when people are taking notes or living in the past. So a lot of people, when they're screwing around with something I just said on my iPad, they push some button, then they get lost in it for a second. Now, where is that again? That then anything I say new, they don't hear. Nothing. They hear only that thing. Not content until they get to the end of that. So I would encourage you not to do that, and to later to use the presentation as your guide, so you have time with it, and you can just appreciate what features are there, and there's a that is within the realm of possibility for you to do it, and then you go from there. So hopefully that'll get you what not to do. So if you got the presentation, which should be in the chat, and you have it open and you're stepping through it, there's something called redundancy principle, which means if you're reading what basically I'm saying at the same, I'm talking at the same time, what people remember is not very much from that. So that's called redundancy principle. So I would encourage you just to listen and to let me drive it here, and then we get through it. All right, so there's that. Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.